USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a Category 5 storm. Hurricane Dorian is now ripping up the Bahamas. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says the storm is unprecedented.
This is the worst storm that's ever hit the Bahamas already. You add to that, it's basically just going to sit here for a day and a half with 185 mile per hour winds. It's really mind-boggling. It's scary and excruciating to watch how slow this storm is moving.
National Weather Service meteorologist Joel Klein says even if it doesn't hit the Florida coast, the storm surge will be major.
Along the southern portions of the central coast of Florida, 2 to 4 feet in storm surge, but in the part of Florida that has a little bump out, that's looking like about 4 to 7 feet of storm surge.
South Carolina's governor has ordered a mandatory evacuation of the coast. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vaping companies are worried after health officials sound the alarm. USA's John Hunt has more.
Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states.
Former Defense Secretary James Mattis is speaking publicly for the first time since resigning. He was asked by CBS about serving in the Trump administration.
He's an unusual president, our president is, and I think that especially with the just the rabid nature of politics today, we've got to be careful. We could tear this country apart.
Mattis was interviewed on CBS's Sunday Morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Top movies at the theater over the Labor Day weekend. Angel has fallen once again at number one, grossing $11.6 million. The Good Boys, still at number two this week, grossing $9.2 million. Disney's remake of The Lion King is at number three with $6.7 million. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, coming in at number four this week, grossing $6.3 million. The Overcomer is at number five, with $5.7 million. Ready or Not is number six with $5.6 million. And Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, coming in at number seven at an even $5 million. Spider-Man Far From Home still on the charts, dropping down to number eight with $4.3 million. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is at number nine with $4.1 million. And almost tying it, coming in at number 10, The Angry Birds Movie, number two. In a new video update, Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek says he's finished his chemotherapy for pancreatic cancer and is now on the mend. He revealed his stage 4 cancer diagnosis in March, saying he planned to fight it. During treatment, he continued taping episodes for Jeopardy!, including a 32-game-winning streak from professional gambler James Holzhauer. Listen to the news anytime on your computer or mobile device at usaradio.com.